This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 93.9 The Game, 7:23 here on the morning shift, rolling along with you. You can nod your head a little bit to this one. You know what I mean?
It's a wake you up.
Cup of coffee up in the air and feel the good vibes here headed into Memorial Day weekend.
You ever seen this music video?
I was gonna say probably, but I don't remember what it was.
It's awesome. So yeah. Obviously the song is Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, and they're all three dressed up as like cops, like detectives or whatever, like from like a 80s sitcom. Not 80s sitcom, but like an 80s show. And it just got like, they're like chasing bad guys and jumping over cars and stuff. And they got the siren going, driving. It's awesome. I love this. This was obviously
a good tune.
I grew up watching, you know, this is awesome. Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah. Good song to get you woke up and rolling. We will have a wake up call coming up at 8:00 today. Got it mic'd up just before that. One of the things I want to talk about is small disagreements that you don't feel like you can rectify with your spouse. Just like, you know what, dude, I don't know what to do here. I have a story about that coming up in the 7:40 segment. I'm sure all of you guys out there probably have the same. So we'll knock some of that out and wake up call. Fun conversations about Michael Penix in his sophomore year. And really, it's hard to find comparable people other than, honestly, Desmond Ritter, which sucks to say, but it is what it is.
Would it be more fair to call it his, like, sophomore year, rookie, sophomore?
Yeah, like a blend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Well, I don't know. Like, you mean like a brunch version?
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
You're,
yeah.
You're not headed into lunch just yet.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're kind of like in a mimosa stage or maybe some avocado toast.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not quite there yet.
Yeah, it sucks because it's like we did go through this with Desmond Ritter where I was like, look, when he would make a mistake, I'm like, look, he's like 7 games into his NFL career as a starter.
Yeah.
But then, people saw moments from Penix last year of greatness. And they're going to have the expectations of he's a veteran. And it's not fair. But then again, it's not fair to say, well, that's a rookie mistake. But this guy's been in the league 2 years. He's seen these on film. He's broke them down. So it's kind of like, which way? That's why I brought up it earlier. I don't think Abe's necessarily wrong with everything he's saying.
No, he's not.
But the problem is he's not right either.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know.
It's somewhere in the middle.
And let me throw this conversation at you real quick before we're going to go to end huddle in just a second. I was asked this question last week at one point. A buddy of mine said, all right, got four options here, position groups that have to be the best. And, you know, when you talk about position group, I'm going to throw quarterback as that one. So that's Michael Penix. Your offensive line, your running backs, your wide receivers, or your quarterbacks, which of those position groups has to be the best in order for you to actually be successful and make a playoff run?
Wait, say it again. Your
quarterbacks, running backs. Offensive line, wide receivers.
Offensive line.
You think so?
It all starts there.
Yeah.
Well,
I think if you're going to say that, you can also make the argument that it needs to be Bijan. Bijan needs to be your best player offensively.
Okay. But if I get the Bijan of the first two seasons, and I just get that, he doesn't
1,400 rushing yards. Yeah.
Say he doesn't get any better. He's the exact same player.
Okay.
But my offensive line is the best unit on the field. When I mean that version, I mean of the player. He's not, he hasn't gotten better at anything. Like, he hasn't gotten better at blocking. He hasn't gotten better at pass routes.
Right. He's not more explosive.
Yeah. He's just the same. His attributes on the field are the same. I'm getting a better version of Bijan if my offensive line is elite.
That's a good point.
If my offensive line is the best unit on the field, guess what I get the most out of? My quarterback, my passing game. There are things that when there are breakdowns up front, it all starts there. It's rushed. And I'm not putting all blame on the offensive line or all credit.
I hope not.
But you set everything else up for the best. It starts with you guys.
Yeah. I agree with that. And you could probably break that conversation down even further. Who needs to be best? Bijan or Penix or Lindstrom or, obviously Drake London or Mooney or whoever else you want to put in there. There's individual ways to put it. But I'm with you. Like, obviously, when your offensive line's strong, usually you're a playoff team. It just didn't turn out that way last year because I really do feel like we had a pretty good offensive line. Anyways, that conversation rolls on, and it's a lot of fun to have. We'll obviously do the wake-up call, like I said, coming up at 8 o'clock, and I'm mic'd up at 7:40 just before that. Until then, let's go in the huddle. Get to more of the Brock Purdy news coming up just in a second. One of the headlines coming off Kevin Seifert of ESPN. Former Jets DB Jamal Adams likes the idea of a return to the team. Now, obviously, longtime Jet. This is an all-pro level guy out of LSU, I believe, for Jamal Adams. Now, they had ugly divorce. Back a year, speaking of COVID, that was back right around the COVID time. Obviously, has hit a couple of different places. The Seahawks, been to Detroit, Tennessee maybe. But he's a free agent right now. He was asked about the opportunity to possibly come back to the New York Jets and rectify things with that franchise. He's not even 30 yet, which is crazy to think about. But I don't know. Jamal Adams, great player to me. If he's able to return to New York, and I know that the Jets are hitting a little bit of a reset button under Aaron Glenn, I don't know. Like, I might take a hard look at that. Obviously, Aaron Glenn knows him from their time in Detroit, and if Jamal Adams wants to do that. The only thing I can never understand in situations like this, and you guys probably are right there with me, it's like, it sounds good because of the name, but you don't really know how much is left in the tank. You know, we sit there and we're like, former All-Pro, yeah, not even 30 yet. And then you look at it and you're like, okay, why have you been with three different teams the last 3 years? You know, like, I'm not even sure what you have left in the tank. But where the Jets are all right now, like, as far as hitting the reset button and needing veteran pieces, I would think that that's something that would be possible.
Well, and these are the things I like to ask you about, Mike, because, outside perspective, it's like, oh, he's going back to his old stomping grounds. Is this going to be awkward in the locker room? Is it?
It's not going to be awkward in the locker room, but it almost never turns out the way you hope. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, it's the whole, look, Cam Newton signing back with Carolina. You're like, oh, Cam's back in Carolina. It lasted cool for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, that's cool. But, in the end, there's a reason you moved on in the first place. Like, it is what it is.
He forced his way out. There's the locker room probably is not even, I don't know if there's anybody left in that locker room when he was there. It might be a couple of guys. The other thing for me is injuries kind of bumped up, but he's also a guy that does his own thing. That's the rap on him is he wants to do what he wants to do. And I don't think that's going to, I'm not sure how it worked in Detroit for his two games he was there for and his practice squad stint in a couple of games he played in. I'm not sure if Aaron Glenn wants a guy that wants to do his own thing there. That doesn't seem to me like something Aaron Glenn's going to tolerate.
Yeah, I don't either. I was trying to think when I'm reading this. I'm like, is there anybody the Falcons has just like went away for 3 or 4 years and came back and you're like, yes.
Spoon went away for a couple years, came back. I was excited for him to come back. He played well until he tore his Achilles.
I was going
to
say that. Or ruptured it, I guess, until it wasn't, which was obviously everybody loves Spoon. But it's just one of those random things where sometimes like the greats are the greats, and then they go away and they come back, and it's like, oh man, like for a little bit you're excited because the name recognition, and then you're like, oh, I remember what happened 3 or 4 years ago. So we'll see what happens with him. Again, we talked about this earlier. Brock Purdy and the 49ers agree to a 5-year, $265 million deal. I think Bo and I are on the same page on this one. It's hard to find a top, whatever you rank him at, it's hard to find a top 15 quarterback. There's going to be people that say Kyle Shanahan's system is what it is, but guess what? Kyle Shanahan has say in this as well, and if Kyle Shanahan believes in Brock Purdy and you think you found a top, let's call it 12 quarterback in the NFL, give that man his money. He's not breaking the bank in terms of quarterbacks. He's not setting a new mark. It is what it is. Brock Purdy's making good money, and he probably deserves it, so I'm fine with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't fall into the trap of bringing up last year's numbers with him where he was missing so many. I mean, Pearsall didn't play half the season. McCaffrey pretty much missed the whole season. Your defense was banged up. You know, Debo was inconsistent and a little bit of a malcontent. Everything went wrong for them last year. Brock Purdy is getting paid on the five games he started really in 22 with 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, took him to the NFC title game. And then the 12-4 record, he played in 16 of the games in 23 and completed almost 70% of his passes for 31 touchdowns. That's the Brock Purdy game. But the 20 touchdowns last year, he still didn't play terrible. Yeah, he had 12 picks, but he had 11 the year before.
Remember, he didn't have an offseason, had the UCL tear,
yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, there was some issue. That was the year before. And he still completed like 66% of his passes. Brock Purdy is a 7-15 range quarterback.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, I believe. He's getting paid on the higher end of that, but that's what happened. They didn't reset the quarterback market with this contract, guys.
No.
So just simmer down. You give guys who do what you want them to do at that position, you give them the bag, so you're set there.
Real quick, we've got about a minute left. I want to talk about this. The proposal on the table this week at some of the NFL meetings is that they're going to possibly redo, the playoff seeding. Not only once, but twice during the playoffs, where it comes down to not the first four seeds being division winners, but you get in if you're a division winner, but then you're seeded based off what your overall record is. I'm not a fan of this. I think that people play different, given different situations, and obviously you want to get there and you want to be seeded correctly. The Detroit Lions are putting this further. I don't know how much people have read into this. I don't know that this passes. It's a good idea in theory. Until you look at, you know, obviously that division up there having three playoff teams last year, all with good records, you're like, all right, I don't need to see that. I'm good. I want my team to have a seat at the table.
I think you should be rewarded for winning your division. And it would look now as the Buccaneers were the 3 seed last year.
Yeah.
At 10-7, they'd have been and I don't know how this, for some reason, it would have flipped it where they would have been the 6th seed. The Rams were the 4th seed by winning their division. They'd have been the 7th seed, and the Vikings in Washington would have been at 3-4 instead of at 6-7. And the Packers would have been at 5-2. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you win your division, you should be
NFC South.
For it
means like, no thanks.
The argument is what happens if you're under 500 and win your division. Like if the Falcons won at 8-9, maybe then you're the lowest, or you lose the home playoff game. But you win your division, you should have a whole playoff.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.